back. Another week of fitness and nutrition with me, Coach Adam here. Super excited this week. We're going a little bit over some nutrition information here. So we're cycling through. Really excited, like I said. Really appreciating all the support, the encouragement. I thank you guys so much. If you're tuning in for the first time, I appreciate you tuning in. I really hope you get some value out of it. And whoever referred you to them or to me, more power to them. So if you haven't liked or subscribed to the podcast, please do so. That way you always get an alert when there's a new episode. I do release episodes every Monday. I try to be as consistent as possible. So weekly episodes, and we'll be cycling through fitness, nutrition, and some motivation as well. All right, so this week's topic, how to deal with processed foods in your life. Something we all have to deal with, something we all have to kind of struggle with. So I want to give you an idea of what exactly are processed foods, how they affect us health-wise, and how we can avoid them as much as possible. All right, so how many of you like French fries? Candy, chips, soda, cookies, all the good sugary, savory stuff, right? The sweet stuff. I know I do. I love that stuff. It's really easy to eat. It's satisfying. It's also really fattening and bad for me. But, you know, considering how tasty they are, it's really understandable why our body craves them, right? It's really hard to break those habits. I know it's really difficult to even think about removing these foods completely from your life. It, like, right at first thought, it almost seems impossible. But I promise you it's possible. So when we talk about ultra-processed foods, basically what we're talking about is foods that have been altered from its natural state. And that could be through any number of processes. Rolling, puffing, grinding, pearling, breaking down completely, emulsifying everything, right? You're adding artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners. Common examples of that, like I mentioned earlier, are your soft drinks, your sweets, candies, chips, crackers, cookies, even some breads. A lot of breakfast cereals, they're processed, broken down. And what happens in that process is a lot of the nutrients that you would normally get if it's not broken down are almost completely stripped out. So you're still getting full and you're still eating those ingredients that we can maybe consider healthy, like in a cereal, but how many nutrients are you really getting? Probably not as much as you would if you were just eat the food in its natural, whole, unprocessed state, right? So because processed foods are such a big part of our lives, we need to understand the health risks so that we can start to cut it out of our life and start to make healthier choices, right? Several studies around the world have shown that, so it's not just here in the US, even though maybe probably more in the US than anywhere else, but it shows that around the world that people who consume mostly highly processed food experience the worst health outcomes. That seems pretty obvious, right? If you're not eating whole natural food, you're probably not going to be as healthy. And when they say most of their diet consists of processed food, it's 30% of their daily caloric intake. 30%, you guys. If you eat three meals a day, literally one meal is all processed food. So if we think about that, it's probably your fast food breakfast. It's probably your quick lunch out to eat. Or, you know, something real quick for dinner that you can pop in the stove or the microwave, right? Those are all processed foods that are making up 1/3 of our diet. That's crazy. And then you're probably snacking on chips through the day or drinking a soda or having a few, you know, I don't want to say bags of candy, but, you know, handfuls of candy or energy drinks. Things like that are things that, you know, the artificial sugar is the worst ultra processed food, and we all know that. We all know how bad sugar can be for us. A lot of the risks that are involved with consuming so much of this food: heart disease, high blood pressure, metabolic syndrome, which is basically high blood sugar and excess abdominal fat, cancer, asthma, obesity, depression, irritable bowel syndrome. The list goes on. I'm just naming a few. All right, these are all the risks that you pose, or that these foods pose to you when you consume them too much. So all these things end up accumulating, right? And can cause death at an early age. all from something that's super avoidable, right? That's the good news, is that consuming these every once in a while is not going to kill you, right? We have to find ways to enjoy these foods, because yes, I know they're enjoyable. I'm not the type of person that's going to say, don't ever eat something like that again. We're all human. I have my piece of cake sometimes. It's okay. I have a cookie. It happens, right? But we have to understand how to balance that in our lives with regular nutritious food every other time we're eating. All right, so why is a diet loaded with processed foods? Why does it raise so much of those risks? They're high in calories and they're super easy to overeat. It's easy to sit there and mindlessly eat a bag of chips or a bag of cookies. If, you know, Famous Amos or the little mini Oreos, I could eat a whole bag of those, right? But they're loaded with fat, sugar, or salt. And all that stuff does is accumulate in our fat and our tissue. It just raises our insulin levels. It triggers our body to store fat. And on top of that, they're low in fiber. They're low in vitamins, minerals. They don't have as many nutrients. So we're consuming all these calories, but not really consuming any nutrition. We're just eating to fill ourselves, eating to satiate our palate, right? So the combo of the fat, the combo of the sugar or the salt, it tends to make these foods hyper palatable, which means it triggers our natural reward system. It feels good to eat it. Feels good to eat a Sour Patch. If I have one, I'm not going to have just one, right? There's a reason there's two cups of Reese's in the pack. There's a reason there's two Twix, okay? Because you're going to want more. The problem with that is that it's going to crowd out more nutritious food, right? If most of the food is processed that you're eating, you're going to be full longer. You're going to have more calories on board. You're probably not going to want to eat as much. And you're probably going to leave out the good food like vegetables, fruits, other minimally processed foods like milk. And I'd recommend non-dairy milk, maybe some plant milk, canned beans, right? Some of those are processed, right? Milk is processed. It doesn't come, like, you have to break down the almond to get milk, right? So it's processed in a sense, but you're not pulling all the nutrients out. You're just converting it into another form. So it doesn't mean bad. It just means not as whole, all right? So this is funny, because this is what I was talking about earlier with, you know, the studies aren't just in the U.S. about being obese, but in the U.S., the average percent of caloric intake from ultra-processed foods is 57%. Over 50% of what Americans consume is processed. Now, compare that to countries like France, which are at 36%, Mexico, which is at 30%, Chile, which is at 27%. So all these other countries, yes, they consume processed food because a lot of it comes from factories that are easier to package and it's easier to get certain foods to certain people in different parts of the world. But if we're not consuming at least 50% unprocessed whole food, fruits and vegetables, we're not going to have a healthy diet. There's a reason the U.S. is number one in obesity if 58% of their diet is ultra-processed food. That totally makes sense. All right, so let's think about that. Let's think about that while we walk through a couple of habits you can form to help you minimize the consumption of those foods. First thing I'll say is consider how you feel towards those foods, right? Can you enjoy that food without feeling guilty? Can you have a couple scoops of ice cream and not be so hard on yourself, like, oh, you're such an idiot. Why did you do that? I can't believe you couldn't resist. And then you just get mad at yourself, right? You have to find a healthy relationship with that. Why do you get so mad at yourself? You know, if you have goals in mind and you're trying to lose weight by a certain time period, then okay, I would understand you being a little hard on yourself. But if you are in your brain, if you're healthy, if you feel okay, if you don't feel like you have any health conditions and you just want a couple bites of ice cream, please have some freaking ice cream. Don't, you know, be so crazy hard on yourself. It's okay. All right. Sometimes it's really hard to completely ban these foods because when you do have it, you feel like a failure. So you got to find a healthy balance of what's going to work for you so that you can you still enjoy these foods in moderation, or do you have to completely cut them out for you to feel better or for you to be able to curb that craving, right? You have to figure out what works for you. So there's both extremes there. And when you do have some, it's the amount you have that's really going to affect you, right? There's a serving size on there for a reason. And I'll be honest, some of the servings are a little bigger than they should be. So, you know, take a couple spoonfuls of ice cream. Maybe eat half a cookie. Share with your partner. Share with your spouse. Share with your kid. Half a cookie, if that's what it takes for you to at least just have a little bit. Because moderation is key. All right? Whatever your indulgence may be, have a little bit. Don't starve yourself. Don't strip yourself of that little joy of having a piece of cookie. I get it. Right? If the rest of your diet is on point, if you're eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, if you have lean protein at every meal, if you're consuming mostly healthy fats throughout the day, then I think it'll be okay to have a bite of that cookie. I think it'll be okay to have 1 or 2 spoonfuls of ice cream. Non-dairy, of course, low sugar. But healthy choices around those processed foods as well, all right? If your diet's mostly made up of eating breakfast through a drive-through, you know, getting lunch, eating out, if you're eating chicken nuggets, you're eating burgers, chips, and you're not at your goals and you feel unhealthy, then maybe even indulging in just a little light dessert isn't your best option. You're not there yet. You're not mentally ready to make that next step. So at that point, maybe it is best for you to cut it out completely. Okay? That being said, completely cutting out can have some negative effects, right? Like, you ever been told you can't have something, or don't do something, or don't look at something, or don't whatever? What's the typical response? You're gonna freaking do it anyway. Happens. I think it's just human nature. And this is especially true when it comes to food. You know, if I'm being told, hey, you can't have Reese's for the month of October. If you could see my face right now, are you crazy? That's going to be super difficult for me to do. Now, if I have goals, if I'm saying, hey, I need to lose 10 pounds between October 1st and October 31st, then maybe it'll be a little easier for me to say no to that Reese's. So again, there's a healthy balance when cutting something out and having goals, okay? The more you crave a food, the more you're going to eat it. So try to curb those cravings by creating goals that are going to help you push towards completing that, okay? So just eat less of it. Like I said, it's best not to have a don't eat at all mentality or else, because sometimes you end up feeling guilty. Just if you have normally 2 Reese's cups, have 1. It's the third time I mentioned Reese's. If you guys haven't noticed, I like Reese's. Just eat less processed food. So 80 to 90% of your diet, you want it to be mostly whole food. 10%, 15% is going to be minimally processed. Maybe some processed food in there. But you really want less than 10% of your diet to be processed food. All right, and if that's still a challenge, just aim for small improvements each day. Last week, we talked about the 1% rule. We're creatures of habit. You can't expect to overhaul your entire eating habits overnight, in 1 week, in 1 month, right? It's going to take some time. You've been doing this for years and years and years, and now you have to do something different. It's going to take a little bit of time. So be patient with yourself. Understand that if you can make one change today, you can do it again tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. And once that becomes easy, make another change, right? We respond better and will be ultimately more successful if you break down your steps, you break down your goal into steps, okay? So, you know, instead of saying, I'm not going to, let's say you drink soda. I personally would prefer nobody drink soda, but, you know, it's delicious. I have it every once in a while. I don't drink it as much as possible. But if you're the type of person who drinks soda and you drink 1 soda a day, okay, let's cut that to 1 soda every other day. Or change the soda to a carbonated flavored water, right? Make small little changes where you can still sort of feel like you're indulging in your craving without indulging in the actual item, okay? So, like I said, you're creatures of habit. You make these small changes, you're gonna start doing them just as second nature, all right? So if you already eat highly processed foods right now and it seems crazy to even think about making changes, again, small changes. So if you like to have burgers, I know I do, instead of white bread, have whole wheat bread, whole grain bread or sprouted bread. It's a lot better for you than the starchy white bread, all right? So there's options. Instead of grabbing that bag of chips or a cookie for a midday snack, you know, like a pick-me-up in the middle of the day, grab some fruit or grab some trail mix or a handful of peanuts, something healthy, right? Something that's not going to make you feel satisfied in the moment, but feel shitty later, all right? And then if you go home for dinner and your family likes chicken, instead of getting a bucket of fried chicken, go grab a rotisserie chicken, all right? It's still chicken. It's just not fried. It's much healthier for you guys. It's a much healthier option, all right? And one thing I'll touch on too is that, you know, consuming highly processed foods, sometimes, you know, it could be a symptom of something different or a deeper problem or just, you know, a issue of access as well. You know, are we too busy to pack lunch? So let's just go grab some fast food. Right? Okay, so let's make more time on the weekends to meal prep for the week. Make it easier for me. Don't make it so difficult for me to have healthy meals all week so that it's easy for me to go make a shitty choice for food. All right? Do you really like having ice cream every night, or is it just a habit you formed from when you were a kid? Or, you know, maybe you're feeling sad, maybe you're feeling stressed about work, or, you know, you've had an argument with a friend or family member. Is there something going on? Figure that out. You know, maybe you are eating ice cream mindlessly. Maybe it does trigger something in your brain and makes you feel better, and it has nothing to do with your diet. Okay, those are things we have to start exploring and realizing so that we can become self-aware and we can make the necessary changes. You know, maybe you live, you know, maybe you have a family, maybe you have kids, or maybe you live with roommates who, you know, you all like to kind of eat dinner together, or it's like a communal thing, but they don't have the same mindset as you or goals as you. So, you know, you end up eating what they eat, and sometimes it's burgers, sometimes it's takeout, or it's, you know, fried chicken or pizza, whatever, stuff that you shouldn't be eating. So maybe that's your only option. Super moderation with that food, or you got to be the lone wolf and go grocery shopping and start cooking for yourself. And if you have a family and your family doesn't want to eat the food that you're eating, maybe we should have that conversation with them and realize, hey, we're doing this for our health. I'm not doing this to make myself feel better. Everybody should be eating less processed food, right? So it's a conversation to have with the family as well. And if you're at work and there's always people bringing food for you guys, it's okay to say no. Or look for the healthiest option on the menu. And if there's nothing available, it's okay. FOMO is not a bad thing. If you're not going to have lunch with them, order something else or bring something. It's okay. All right. Once you can identify these situations and once you can plan ahead or plan accordingly, you're going to find those solutions to help you avoid those problems of consuming food you shouldn't be consuming. All right. As possible, if you are consuming it, because I know how hard it can be to remove it. It's everywhere in our lives. So just really be mindful of your choices and try to stay away from it as much as possible. Again, you guys, I'm gonna tell you, I really appreciate your support. It's been really nice hearing from some of you. So I really hope that you're learning something, that you're sharing it with people. If this episode resonates with you and you want someone else to take something from it, please, please share it on Instagram, share it on Twitter, tag me at Coach Adamir. And again, make sure you subscribe to my channel so that you never miss an episode. Every week I'll be releasing episodes on topics of fitness, nutrition, as well as some motivation and lifestyle tips, I guess. I'm a coach in all phases of life, hopefully. So, Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. As always, go love yourself. Go be the best version of yourself. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.